If a summer last day by my side, these kids be growing fast. Watch them by my side when clouds are overcast.
All right, so I didn't do the math. I think it was 2014 was the last one we did, right?
Yeah.
God, it's been that long, really?
Yeah, long.
I know, I'm against math myself in general. That's a long time. Like, a lot of stuff has happened in 6 years. So let's see. I was trying to think about this earlier today. So Chip Kelly was still the coach then, right?
No, that was Helf.
That was Helf.
Oh, it was, yeah. Helfrich. Yeah. Okay. God, Mark Helfrich seems like longer ago than Chip. Like, doesn't he?
The best thing is that we quit, and then we quit. The Oregon season started, and like,
they went to the Natty.
Great timing.
I know, all the songs about
we got the shit out of that bowl season, though. We had that one cornered. Good one for us.
We literally made a song with no Natty. That, by the way, that's still on YouTube, man. If you can find it.
Is it really? Oh, man.
Wow, that was like a good Christmas song or something, I think.
Some wonderful art behind that one, too.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
Yeah, so right after we stopped, Oregon goes to the Natty. That's fantastic work on our part. I mean, that probably just means we're the jinx, right?
Yeah, more or less.
So, I mean, we come back with this huge idea to do the podcast, and like, coincidentally, of course, there's, you know, COVID-19, and there's probably not going to be a college football season. So literally, the jinx, I mean, it's real, right? It's us.
I mean, only we would start a sports podcast when there's literally no sports going on, other than you got some horse racing, then you got some Russian ping pong going. I think actually,
hey, man, it's Pete Garden season. This is right up my alley.
This is my God. Pete.
Yes,
By the way, like, green. But like, our 10 listeners right now who like remember our old shows, they're all probably wondering too. Like, because I know I was wondering this. Like, how's your avocado situation, King?
Not good.
Not good. I'm sorry, well, man.
I saw you got a nice little toy. Got a little torch, little flame thrower out. Oh yeah.
Hooking the torch up to the old propane tank, just destroying weeds left and right. You're like a meth head when you're out there, because you're just carrying around this tank just burning shit. You just look like a savage.
Well, I mean, you're in West Eugene, so that's like all meth heads anyway. Yeah, so.
It works. Yeah. It works.
you're fitting in just fine. By the way, like, I guess
lucky my lawn hasn't been stolen.
So I was thinking like we should probably introduce ourselves and do some sort of like professional podcast introduction. But like, if you're listening to this, you kind of know who we are. Like, it's such a, like, a niche thing. It's like, okay, I'm Braga. He's King. Say something.
I'm Ski. There you go.
And he's Ski. Okay.
Yeah, point him out to the...
Yeah, I'm pointing to the camera for all the people who are listening to this right now. It's perfect. Yeah, but by the way, like, so you're going to notice something, listener, that the quality has somehow diminished a great deal 6 years since 6 years ago, because we used to have microphones and now we have Zoom like everybody else. So you should be used to this at this point, because you've been like living in your house for the last 2 months doing Zoom meetings for work or being forced to talk to your parents or whatever. But
I mean, they did entire special the Parks and Rec thing on essentially Zoom is what they were using, but a little fancier.
Do you watch that?
I did watch it.
That was legit funny.
Good. It was really good. They pulled it off.
I know. I was really surprised that they were able to like do it that well, but it was good.
Got all the little talking points in about everything.
Yeah.
When that came out, I for like a week I kind of fell into like the Parks and Recs. I started watching it again.
Yeah.
And I came to the opinion after that that the cast, I'm not talking about the characters in the show, but the cast on Parks and Rec is better than the cast on The Office.
Without question.
Okay. 100%. All right. Thank you. Okay.
100%.
Thank you.
No,
I got
so
a lot of from the haters on Twitter, which, you know, when you're not being 100% pro The Office on Twitter, you're going to get lambasted. So that's I was just wondering, because, you know, Rob Lowe, I mean, he's not the best character in TV, but he's fucking Rob Lowe. Like,
and Perkins.
I mean, Jesus.
Literally a better cast than The Office.
You'll love The Office, but just...
I don't love The Office. I'm one really? Of like the few, I'm one of the few people who legit like don't like that show.
And, The Office is that it's not the real Office. So when people talk about how awesome The Office is, I'm like, well, it's they took The Office, learned things that weren't working, and I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. No, they once it got to like season four or whatever, they started trying way too hard, and they brought in all these like random characters that didn't really make sense. Like, they brought in Idris Elba to be like the boss, and I'm like, I love Idris Elba, but it feels like, why are you bringing in Idris Elba? Like, is he gonna be Luther? Is he gonna like, you know, is he gonna like be this hard ass detective and just start beating up Michael Scott or something like that? Because if he's doing that, I'm watching it.
I'm in.
I'm all the way in.
Right.
And he was not doing that. He was like boring. How are you gonna make like The Office made Idris Elba boring? That's hard to do.
It's hard to do.
I think we're losing any listeners we had with all this Office slander going on here.
Yeah, all four of them. They're all tuning out.
So when you bring up Idris Elba now, do you have to add COVID survivor?
Did he have COVID?
I think he was like one of the first celebrities.
Get out of here.
I could be wrong. Did I make that up?
I don't know. It's a possibility. I just know Tom Hanks was the poster child for it.
Well, first. But I feel like Elves wasn't far behind. I gotta look this up.
Well, I think you might be confusing Idris Elba with Boris Johnson. Yeah.
Really not.
Prime Minister? I mean, they basically look exactly.
Racist king. There's all these British people. They're all exactly the same, aren't they?
That is typical. Yep.
He had COVID, him and his wife.
That much has not changed in 6 years.
So they are.
King's racism? I know. Yeah. It's...
King, still super racist.
He had it. Look it up. But now, because like, if you survive cancer, you're a cancer survivor, blank, blank, blank.
Yeah.
Is he now COVID survivor, Idris Elba?
That's a good point. Like, how are we going to refer to people after this?
Like a badge.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, and you I'm a COVID survivor. Let me first in line. I survived COVID-19. Like,
and this is light cancer, too, in that you can get it more than once. Man. I think we're on to something here. Should we talk about sports at some point?
That's all. I mean,
I'm trying to think, what's the big Oregon sports thing of late?
Well, the big Oregon sports thing would be the fact that college football might not happen. Because Kate Brown, like...
Well, I thought you were going to say that Brady Breeze took a picture with Charlie Kirk. But...
No. I mean, I figured we'd get to that eventually. That's like...
Running away from that one.
That's 1B. Like, the rest of it's, yeah. No, by the way, explain that really quick so we can move on.
Brady Breeze, Rose Bowl defensive MVP, I believe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Lake Oswego, Medford Air, you know.
Central Catholic High School.
Central Catholic. Took a picture 2 years ago on the campus of, I think he's Turning Point something, founder Charlie Kirk, and some put yikes on Twitter, and a bunch of red hats emerged. It was really weird.
You know, you cannot take, like, you got to check your selfies before you take them nowadays, man. You can't just, like, if you're a star, you can't just, like, you can't go around taking selfies with everybody. I know people give celebrities crap for that, for, like, they're calling them dickheads or whatever for saying no to people taking pictures and stuff. It's like, I don't know who you are.
No.
What if you're David Duke or something? I'm not taking a picture with David Duke.
I wouldn't know what I forget what David Duke looks like.
That's a good point.
I could easily be duped into a picture with David.
Like, they should have their security people should have like a carding situation. Like, I need to check your ID. I need to Google you. Then we can take a picture. Then we're good.
A little thumbprint technology, you know, carrying around. Hey, wait a minute. I don't like your Google history.
Have you seen how they're doing?
Well, we're putting Brady Breeze from 2 years ago in someone that needs to, like, check who he's, like, meeting. Did he even play 2 years ago? Really?
Eventual Rose Bowl defensive MVP.
All right.
Was he in high school at that point?
But I will say, what did he do? This is not me discrediting Brady Breeze's Rose Bowl performance. I remember he blocked a punt.
Yeah,
he blocked special teams.
So he didn't even really block the punt. The punt was dropped by the punter. He picked it up and ran in the end zone, and then he forced the fumble at the end.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
That was a huge warranted defensive player.
All right. Okay. I fell asleep in that game because Oregon's offense was really, really bad. But they won, so it doesn't matter.
Well, they finally
just like we missed the entire Arroyo experiment here.
That's true.
I know. That would have been gold.
Yeah, they finally let Herbert run, and he, you know, proved that he can run, which we all knew.
Even at that, because, you know, stations are just replaying everything over and over. Mm-hmm. A couple of weeks ago, the Rose Bowl was on, and it's late in the middle of the fourth, and like 160 yards of offense. Just like, why did they win? Why are you so Wisconsin? Like,
Wisconsin literally handed the game away. Like the punter literally handed Brady Breeze the ball and he ran in for a touchdown. And like Herbert all of a sudden became like Derrick Henry with stiff arms.
Oh yeah.
Nobody could tackle him. Like that was some pathetic stuff going against a quarterback who's fast-ish. Yeah. Yeah, he's not really fast. So yeah, Wisconsin.
Speaking of Herbert.
Yeah. Are we saying that by the way now? Or are we saying like Wisconsin? Because it used to be Clemson.
Well, Oregon fans, you can't fully lean into that because you say that and then someone goes no natty and you don't have much of a retort.
Oregon owns Wisconsin, I think.
We do own Wisconsin.
Yeah. Yeah, so I totally skipped over the beautiful segue you were trying to set up to the NFL draft. I was steamrolling you. So NFL draft happened. Herbert goes sixth to the Chargers. That's like the best situation he can go in, right? Like, not even close, really. I mean, he's got Keenan Allen, and he's gonna play right away too. So, and there's like no expectations with the Chargers whatsoever. Like, no people in LA don't even like him.
So well, they let Melvin Gordon just walk.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, all right, we're not gonna pay you any money.
Yeah.
So yeah, they got that little Spitfire Eckler back there. That's a.
Didn't they just give him more money too?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Herbert's got to get used to just. That's the NFL nowadays, though. It's like McCaffrey, those smaller backs, they get 7 to 10 receptions a game.
Yeah.
Is Eckler white?
No. Ooh.
No. Okay. Sounds like a white guy.
Full white. We'll say he's light skin.
We're still with the racism, Kinks. Still.
Kinks' first question, is he white? Yep.
I'm a race baiter. What do you want me to say?
Are you sure you weren't one, like, did you Photoshop Brady Breeze in? You met Charlie Kirk, right?
Like, I did not.
Let me ask you this. Is he white? All right, I'll go buy his jersey then. All right. This is going to be great. Go Chargers.
I will say, if I ever find myself buying an NFL jersey, powder blue Herbert jersey would be the first one I'm buying.
Yeah.
I did order the Herbert jersey. But I was a little disappointed it doesn't have the bolts on the shoulder straps. And today, again, I should be expecting it by October 6th. I guess it's not a priority shipment, but
yeah, bro, you gotta pay for that. You gotta pay for that 2-day shipping, bro. Come on,
I guess. Right,
splurge for that Amazon Prime membership here. Let's go.
But I was thinking about it. If it comes on October 6th, there's still a chance that's technically before the NFL season starts.
Yeah. No. Exactly. So that's the thing I'm not understanding right now, because states are gonna be shut down at that point. Like, the NFL released their schedule. They're like, yeah, we're doing this. But teams can't have training camps. States are still going to be like, you know, they're not going to let crowds be there.
Well, let's say certain states.
No, exactly. Well, that's the point. Like, not all of them, but they're not going to, like, the Niners aren't going to go play in Texas. You know what I mean? Like the California teams aren't going to travel to Texas to play their games. Like, it's not going to happen. Like, I don't care if Jerry Jones says, like, yeah, y'all will come play in the Cowboy Stadium. We're the biggest stadium in the world. We play three games at once. Like, they're not going to do it because that defeats the entire purpose. Like, so, like, my hunch here is, like, what's probably going to happen with the college football season is, like, they're just going to, like, move everything back. Like, and we're going to have leagues happening at the same time, which is great. Like, I'm cool with that. I don't really care. I know the leagues won't like it, but
no, I mean,
this is like the only time we've ever had to deal with this.
I mean, the only reason why all these schedules are so different is so they don't compete with each other.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could run them all at the same time. Who cares?
Yeah, they really could. Like, so I don't know. Because, like, with college football right now, you know, Kate Brown said there's no large crowds until the end of September, like through September. And that includes, you know, all of Oregon's non-conference games, including the fucking Ohio State game. Like, are you kidding me? Like, you finally get Ohio State, TOSU in Autzen. And then it's like, God is like, no, you're not. Like, no, you're not, Ducks. You're not going to get to host.
Well, see, is this our best homes schedule in, like, our lifetimes?
Oh, yeah. Like, easy.
Easy, right?
Easy. Not even close. Yeah, you got Ohio State, UE, Washington. Yeah, it's easily the best. But what if this works out in Oregon's favor? Where they're like, no non-conference games.
Right.
So they skip Ohio State. You know what I mean?
Skip the obvious non-conference loss, which would be Ohio State at home. Yeah. Not only do you lose to Ohio State, you lose to them at home, and so voters would like beat you up even more.
Oregon's gone. Yeah, they're done.
So then now you just go into conference play, and the best team you have to beat is like Justin Wilcox's Cal team. Like, I'll take that. By the way, like, are we actually buying Cal?
No.
How is it possible that people can buy a Cal? Like, I keep seeing all this stuff about, like, Justin Wilcox. Like, they got the best defense, like, one of the best defenses in the nation, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, yeah, but it's still Cal. Like, they still can't score points. Like, no. Like, Cal's one of those programs that's going to have to, like, show me something before I'm going to buy anything they're doing.
But my conspiracy theory is that Justin Wilcox – is eventually Oregon's next head football coach when Manny Diaz gets fired at Miami and Mario Cristobal goes home. Wilcox comes home. So I can't be too hard on his offense because when he comes, I got, you know, optimism.
You got to kiss the ring when he shows up.
I got
up.
To, you know, JC boys, you know.
In the HBC.
Is that you job? Is that the only job Cristobal leaves for? Barring Saban leaves and he can get out
of Alabama. Yeah.
But
the hard part is, like, at Oregon, I think he made like $3.4 million this year with all of his bonuses. I mean, I know it's a shit school, but like if South Carolina was like, here's $8 million.
I'm taking $8 million. Is that an offer? Yes, please.
I don't know.
Do you think Cristobal wears like a big U necklace, like under his Oregon shirt. Like he just like, he wears it all the time. It's like a gold chain.
Should.
Like has it. I would. Should. If I went to the U, I'd be repping that everywhere I went. Like everywhere. Especially that U team. Dude, I don't care what job I have.
Just think of the swag Cristobal has if he was the head coach at the U. Just rocking linen outfits, you know, just cruising with, you know, three buttons down, the gold chains, just
ending every sentence with brother would be every sentence in brother in Oregon. You're in Miami, you know, sun soaked, tanned, toned, palm trees swaying in the back, and you're just saying brother for everything. Oh. Instantly cooler.
It's a very different brother, though. Like, you're out here, it's like, hey, brother, hey, you know, let's go smoke some trees, brother, come on.
Different brother.
Over there, it's like NWO brother. It's like, hey, brother.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a much cooler brother.
Does he drop the octaves there to go Hogan with it? Is that just kind
of... I think that just happens when you get that far down south in Florida. Right. It's just the octaves drop.
He just, like, he moves there. He just doesn't wear a shirt anymore. Like, he goes shirtless. He has, like, the big gold chain. And he's got, like, the kind of, you know how it gets when you're, like, in your 50s. Or 60s, and like you're in good shape, like you used to lift weights all the time, but you still have those like man boobs, and so like
he's definitely
rocking those. So but he doesn't care. He's got like khakis on with no shirt.
See, Marlo reminds me of a guy who mows his lawn in khakis and no shirt. It's funny how you said that. At all. He gets home from work, he just tears that shirt off, comes in the kitchen, kisses the wife. Going out to mobile, and he's out there in his khaki. I can see it.
Oh my god! So he wears the khakis with like the flip flops, though, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Or like the white, like the Right Said Fred shirt, like the white shirt that just the it's all it's not even holes. It's just like straps like tied together. Yeah.
God, those shirts, man.
Yeah, that was an interesting era in our country and world.
Yeah. Remember that shirt down, gosh, Monterey Bay or something? It said, like, I survived Monterey Bay. It was like a shark attack shirt, but it was like right where it was all cut up. And when you see the thing, you're like, this is dope. And then you put it on and you're like, this is cold as hell. why did I buy this?
Like, I'm cold and I don't really have the figure for this, man. What the hell was I thinking?
Hell, ah.
This is a bad look all the way around.
Yeah.
All right, so are we thinking they just go non-con? Because if they go non-con, or like if they get rid of the non-con, then what the hell happens to Notre Dame? Or like, you know, teams that literally like don't have conferences. BYU, are they still in the conference?
No, they're independent. No.
And yeah, exactly.
Their schedule is nuts. Like, they're all over the map with who they play.
Exactly.
Notre Dame with NBC money and, you know, just they're no Dame. They figure it out for them. But a lot of other schools, if they do, I don't know how they do it. You know?
I don't know how they do it either. Like they're going to have to – I mean, even if they get rid of non-con, they're going to have to move back the whole schedule. Like it's all going to happen.
Like it.
Like it has to.
Feel like it. Yeah. I mean
– I think it was interesting – the NFL.
If you get rid of the non-cons, it's really only going to affect the small schools that make all their money getting the shit kicked out of them by the good schools.
Yeah.
I mean,
no, they're getting screwed. Like they're going to lose their athletic departments.
Yeah. I mean, what was some school just cut their program?
I think it was Akron today.
Akron. Yeah.
It was a couple. Yeah. Small programs, but still, I mean,
those zips are feisty sometimes.
Yeah, Akron's not small, man. Akron's like a fairly significant program. Like, they're not like, you know, they're not a leader or anything like that, but they're a team you always watch. Every season you've watched an Akron game.
Maybe I bet not like on that game thing. A time or two, so they're take that out of the equation.
I think their stadium is called the Tire Bowl or something.
The Tire Bowl.
I'm pretty sure. That's not a joke. Or Rubber Bowl? It's something very weird.
Is it a specific kind of tire?
Firestone. Firestone.
It's got to be Firestone.
It's got to be Firestone.
I will say the only positive I see, we are
sponsored by Firestone, by the way.
Yes, give us that money. Yeah. So the only positive I see out of this whole COVID situation with college football is now we don't have to listen to all the talking heads talk about the law that California passed.
Yeah.
With the students, you know, being able to, I mean, that, you know, that's all it would have been talked about leading up to the season. Cause I haven't heard anything since that happened.
The California law.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Newsom and Scott in Florida are basically controlling everything right now. Like everything that is happening in sports is being planned around what California and Florida are doing. Cause think about it. Like Scott came out and said, you know, we're open for business. Like everybody going to the beach, y'all. But also, like any sports leagues who want to do their stuff here, like you can do it here. Like please do it here. And sure enough, like the UFC event was there, right?
Yeah,
UFC was there. They're talking about the NBA doing their like whatever season they end up having. They're talking about them doing it all there.
Well, spring training for baseball could only be in Florida. I mean, they got to redo
Florida,
that.
Florida and Arizona. Arizona, by the way, very much right-leaning and very much on board with opening up their stadium.
Fall out of your chair how far you need to lean right.
Yeah, exactly right. So it's interesting. We might end up having, like, all of our sports leagues playing in Florida. And, like, speaking of the NBA, like, I was thinking about this because they're talking about doing the season with no fans. And, like, I – like, NBA especially, like, I don't care. Like, basketball, like, I – like, to for me to – as a consumer watching it from home, like, I don't need fans there at all. Like, because basically it's like you're watching, like, a summer league game or, like, a G League game or something like that. And it's like I don't generally watch those, but, you know, if it's Dame against, you know – against LeBron or something like that in a summer league game, I'll watch that. Like, I don't need the crowd. And basketball's played, like, on the streets mostly anyways. And so I'll totally watch that.
If they could capitalize on that by, you know, having miking up players so you could, like, listen to everything.
Yeah.
I think people would watch that more. I mean, that's kind of the only thing what am I going to say?
Well, like, you know, that's the thing, though.
It's like, there, it's like
the only
that's
thing
what you hear. You want to hear the trash talking. You want to hear, you know, play setup. You know, stuff like that. That's what they could, if they embrace that. I think it'd actually work.
I think it would be better, actually, because the crowd noise is the only reason we don't hear that stuff, anyways. So, like, you don't even have to mic up the players. You have a microphone, like one of those big microphones, like anywhere near the court. You're going to be able to hear them. And by the way, that might be a problem for a national TV broadcast.
It'll be on like a 10-minute delay if that's the case.
Yes, they will.
Yeah, it's going to be on a delay.
Yes, they will. Like, kids hearing LeBron, like, you know, saying.
Yeah, we know, yeah.
Yeah, saying stuff that's not going to be in the script of Space Jam 2.
Space Jam 2. We're over it, right?
Ready for it. Ready for the Space Jam 2 takes. I'm not going to admit it.
First, Space Jam is bad. Space Jam is a bad movie.
Ooh, there we go.
The soundtrack is banging. That's still – R. Kelly's a little problematic, but
– A little.
We tend to look past that with our musicians.
I mean, who hasn't been in a sexual relationship with a teenager? Am I right, guys? I mean, come on. What's wrong with that?
First stone, you know. Jeez,
we've all been there.
Only Jesus was perfect, you know.
Yeah, I don't know.
BGM 2. I don't know. It doesn't do it for me. I'll watch it. Of course I will. Just because I want to see how they make, like, Danny Granger or some. There's going to be some cameos in there that are just super random. That's what I'm really looking to see.
I was going to say, yeah, who do they fill out his team with? Like, who takes over the players' bodies?
Dame is in it, apparently.
Dame's in it, yeah. I know that.
So, I that's not going to get me to watch the damn movie. And my kid is 8 now. She's not going to have any interest in that movie whatsoever. So, like, there's a very good chance I don't watch that movie until it comes on Netflix. Or I guess it'd probably be Disney Plus. Well, no, that's Warner Brothers, right?
It's Warner, yeah.
Yeah, so probably Netflix or something like that.
Do they have any stills yet of that? Are they CGI-ing LeBron's hairline in there at all?
Talk about hairlines, man. Too soon. All right, RIP my hairline.
No, probably just, you see my just luscious locks going right now.
Yeah, it's true.
I have my hair cutting forever. Just
Ski just going braggadocious here.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I got the receding hairline and I shaved my head. At some point, you just got to give in, you know?
You're not there yet. You got hair. Yeah.
No, I'm not there yet. I'm still good. No. I don't have the back patch either, which is nice.
Yes.
If you got the little yarmulke patch back there, like if you got that going, like.
The problem with the back patch is when people have the receding line up front,
right?
They eventually. You know, they get rid of it at some point.
Yeah.
But the back patch guys, they'll leave that thing until it's started here and it's now down to their neck because they think no one can notice.
Yeah.
Think you can't notice it. you can notice the back patch.
Yeah. It's kind of one of the first things you notice when you look at the person, actually.
I would think so.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry, guy.
Well, hey, if you were like 6'7", no one's seen the back of that head.
True. That's a good point.
But I will say, on a whole, it's majority short guys that have that bald patch, isn't it?
A lot of Jason Alexanders.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of George Costanzas.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, RIP Jerry Stiller, by the way. Serenity Now.
Sad day.
Yeah. Big ups.
Big shouts. JT.
All right, so a couple more things on the – by the way, listeners aren't going to be able to see this, but Ski has a very solid Guy Fieri background for his Zoom call right now, as you might imagine.
Right.
It's fantastic. What does it say behind – does it say Welcome to Flavortown?
It says Welcome to Flavortown, if you could –
God, damn right it does.
I don't know if you can
see it. Right. Damn right it does.
I love the Guy Fieri career arc, because there was a time where it was universal. He is a cornball. He is in it for the money. He is a sellout. And look at his hair. And then about 2 years ago, kind of shifted. We're like, hey, that guy's pretty dope. It still might be a gimmick, but he's hung on to it for so long, I feel it's authentic.
Yeah, and I saw an article recently, because he's been doing a bunch of like Zoom stuff for charity. And like, I literally saw an article that called him like the most handsome, or not handsome. Handsome's a stretch.
A bridge too far. Bridge too far.
Yeah, that is a stretch.
Say that Northern Florida look, I don't know if you classify that as the most handsome you could have out there.
Yeah, you ask Florida man and he's perfect. No, they call him like the most wholesome celebrity chef like in the world or something like that. And he's perfect for the pandemic, because he's such like a wholesome, great guy doing all this great stuff. And I'm like, man, people were ragging on him for like over a decade. And meanwhile, he's just like, yep, I'm eating huge burritos and making millions of dollars. Fuck you.
What a life. Just gets to pedal donkey sauce, eat just enormous things of food with bacon on it. You know, it's great. He figured it out. He figured it out.
Yes, he did. Like, he cracked the code, and I'm not even mad.
He did.
Yeah. All right. So, would you guys? I'm trying to think, because everything, like, for a while, everything was like, to me, it was like a post-vaccine activity, I was calling it. And so, like, we're not doing any of this stuff until a vaccine is like out and people can get it, and then they can actually safely go hang out with each other. But now all of a sudden, like, all these sports leagues are talking about actually playing games now. And so, like, are we actually optimistic? Like, 'cause baseball is kind of a shit show right now. Like, the players are saying they're not going to like take pay cuts. They're saying they don't want to do it.
Well, no player's going to say they want to take a pay cut. I mean, come on. Yeah.
But you're also playing half of your season. So like, it is what it is. And then I heard like Scott Boras came out and said, or was it Boras? He came out and said that they already agreed to something about this. Like, they already said they were just going to get paid per game anyway, so it's not even really an issue. But then they're still like, a lot of the players are flat out saying they're not going to play under like the current agreement. And so, like, I get the sense that out of all of the leagues, because I'm not buying the NFL starting on time and playing their schedule the way it is. There's no way. I think out of all of them, I think the NBA is probably the most likely to happen. And it's probably going to happen like sooner than later too. 'Cause they have a clock, you know?
Oh, they're up against it. 'Cause they go too late this year, they start messing up the clock for next year.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're up against it for sure. But the thing with basketball, though, is I just wonder how good a shape these guys are going to come back in.
Yeah.
I know they'll have a period of time where they train and whatever, but I wonder where there's that point where the players are just honest and they're like, I'm kind of too fat. I'm good.
Yeah.
How many guys have just been sitting around smoking weed, eating, you know, kind of just shooting some junkers?
Well, because they're not tested for weed anymore. Like, during the quarantine, they're not tested for weed. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much all they're doing. Wouldn't that be funny if, like, it's so rampant and widespread that somebody like CJ McCollum comes back, like, test positive for weed, like, the first week or something like that? He's like, yeah, man, I was just hanging out with my wife who, by the way, he and his wife, like, he's got the most present wife on social media out of, like, any Blazer I've ever followed. Like, he shows his wife on, like, pretty – like, he's kind of a corny individual. I don't know if anybody's, like, noticed that about CJ McCollum. But, like, he shows his wife on, like, pretty much every Instagram post he ever does. And it's like, all right, man, like, we get it. Like, you love your wife. That's cool. Like, come on. Enough already. Like Dame doing posts about his mom. Like, all he does is post about, like, one of his family who died, which, you know, I'm not making light about that. It sucks. But, like, all the other ones are, like, his mom. It's like, all right, man, like, we all got moms. We all love our moms. Like, it's cool.
It's okay to admit that our favorite athletes are often pretty cringy on social media. Not to say that we aren't, but there's a lot, even like LeBron, like half of his posts or something, especially now, they're like, small setback, huge comeback, flex emoji, smoke out of the nose. It's like, LeBron, like, just
settle down.
You're horny, man. Like,
yeah.
But it's okay.
You don't need to do that. You don't need to do that. You're LeBron James.
Like, well, when you get probably making some decent chunk of change on there for
that's true.
Some of those things.
Here's a question. What would, you know, seeing as the Last Dance thing has been playing on ESPN, like, what would MJ have a social media presence, like, if he were playing? Like, in this era, like, would he have an Instagram? Would he have a Twitter? I find it really hard to believe he would.
Willing them to wins. That's what he does. He refuses to let them lose.
Yeah. As we've learned, he drags people to championships and won't let them eat if they lose games.
No. MJ would have a presence because he's smart enough to monetize it and know how to make money, a good amount of money off it.
Like, I get the sense that all of that would be run by some intern.
Somebody else. He is posting zero of it.
Yeah. Some intern with the Jordan brand would be the one to be posting that, like, all of that stuff.
Oh, he's posting things that he, you know, he wants new clubs, you know. Let's get that Callaway going, you know. We'll start, have a couple Callaway posts.
All right, Ski, I have a question for you. So, MLB, there's been talk this week about them eliminating the DH. And, like, it's weird because, like, for years they had been talking about this and, like, basically there was no take. Like, nobody was going to vote for it. Nobody wanted anything to do with it. Like, keep the purity of the game, keep the league the way it has always been. And now this week, all of a sudden, they're saying, like, this is, like, they're going to have a vote for it. And it's, like, there's, like, a 90% chance it's going to pass that they're going to get rid of the DH altogether. Like, I don't know. What do you think?
Well, they should have done this decades ago.
Right. Pitchers should not be hitting.
It's all the old talking heads, the old baseball purists, or pretty much anyone that has an affiliation to the NL.
Right. Bunch of Goose Gossage cats who don't like seeing change. I mean, so, I guess the only thing I'm going to miss would be the occasional, like, because there are pitchers who are legit hitters, like Mad Bum is a legit hitter. Like, he rocks bombs. But
he hits like a .160 still. I mean,
yeah, right.
He's a .160 hitter. He's got pop.
It's like denying that runs just because
he's a .160. He barely swings a bat, you know, in the off season. He gets loose.
Shohei Ohtani is the only actual hitting pitcher. By the way, he's
Keel.
So Ohtani is like, he had Tommy John. Has he come back from that yet? It's been long. It's been so long since I've thought about baseball.
He was playing in the field.
I'm back.
The season.
You know, this Michael Jordan guy. Of course,
by the way,
focus on winning. Did you not hear what Will Perdue said? He did not let them lose that game.
I love this. By the way, King's like headphones went out, so he had to leave and go fix it. And he comes back, by the way, in the middle of a conversation about the DH, and brings up Jordan again.
Every other athlete's worried about Snapchat. Jordan just be in the gym snapping that ball. Just zippers. Ultimate competitor.
6-0.
I can't argue with that.
King will chime in on the DH thing here too.
Oh, yeah, DH is awesome. Yeah, I love it.
So you're cool them stopping the pitchers from embarrassing themselves on a regular basis, right?
Yes, it's a waste of time.
Thank you.
I don't understand why people think it's cool.
No.
Especially once they went to interleague play.
Yeah.
I mean, when interleague play, it was a gimmick. You had like 8 games a year. We had just like some special interleague series. Now like a third of their season is interleague play.
Yeah.
And you got to see some scrub-ass AL pitcher not even take the bat off his shoulder. I mean, come on.
The worst. So like people will be like, it's the pure, it's pure, it's Americana. Pitchers hit. They'll be like, Madison Bumgarner, he can hit. And then you look up his stats, and he's a career, like, 170 hitter.
We literally said those words. That is awesome.
Did you really?
That's what I said,
He said 160.
I said he's a +60 hitter. He could task him pop, but come on, he's...
It's terrible.
No, it is. It's like a sideshow deal with baseball. It's like, look, the pitcher's going to get to hit. Maybe he'll do something. And then a pitcher hits a home run, and it's like seeing a unicorn or something.
And what I love about the people that are so like, we have to be pure and traditional about baseball. Folks, have you watched a baseball game lately? Because no one under the age of 20 is. So.
And by the way, like not everything that happened in the late 1800s, early 1900s was like a good idea.
Very few of those things.
Probably. Yeah, yeah.
Those pesky minorities came around and messed things up for him, didn't it?
Hey, easy. That's King's character, not yours.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. Come on.
Get King back on brand on that.
Yeah, yes. Seriously. God.
Stay in your lane, Ski. Jesus. One episode back.
I honestly don't see baseball really coming back.
Yeah.
I don't think they even should.
Well, it's weird because so many of the stadiums are empty anyways.
Well, if they play them all in Miami, they might actually get some fans.
In Miami?
Yeah.
Nobody goes to baseball in Miami.
I said now they might actually if everyone has to play there.
Right. Or they're going to be so like tired of being cooped up and the Florida governor is like, yeah, go wherever you want. I don't care. Like y'all can get COVID. Whatever. Yeah,
that is the funny thing about baseball is like, well, you know, every sport is so – if they have fans,
yeah.
You got to – take the attendance down. And I'm like, you watched a baseball game on TV?
Yeah.
Like outside of Dodger Stadium, Yankee Stadium, and
Fenway
and Wrigley.
Yeah.
There's like 12,000 people there because you play 400 consecutive days and 200 of them are when it's 97 degrees out. Like, let's be real.
I took my daughter to an A's Mariners game in Seattle last year and we had a section to ourselves.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. It was sick, man. We were just laid back, like all sorts of room. And like not a foul ball hit to us, which was just ridiculous. Like if you're going to have all that room to yourself, at least like throw me a bone, baseball gods. But, you know, whatever. But yeah, we're just chilling. Just eating food, watching the A's lose to the Mariners. Like it was great. But yeah, again, like social distancing is easily the easiest in major league ballparks. And it's not even close. Like, because that's what happens is everybody's going to these stadiums. They're buying these tickets back where I was sitting, and then they're just moving up because there's nobody fucking there.
Well, the problem with baseball and football is the teams are so big, too.
Yeah.
Like basketball, there's not that many. You got, you know, 10 players, you know what, 4 coaches. And if you kick all the fans sitting on the court, you could spread them out a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, baseball, you cram, you know, 20 dudes in a dugout.
Yeah.
And they're literally around each other for 12 hours a day.
Yeah. I'm wondering what
football, you got 60 guys, you know, it's.
Yeah. Like I'm wondering what they're going to do for the players too. Cause like I follow this soccer team. Like my favorite soccer team is my namesake. Like they're Braga and they play in a league in Portugal. And so I follow them literally just for that reason. I play with them on FIFA, just whatever. But they
that, like second division Portugal league
Liga Nos it's Liga called. Nos. So they've been like their players have been. I just read this thing today. I actually had it Google translated because it was in Portuguese. they've been staying in a hotel for like 3 weeks, and they get tested like every day, And so they've been like training and then going back to the hotel, training, going back to the hotel. And apparently their league is going to start like June 1st. And I guess all the teams in the league have been doing that. But like, it's nice in this little league in Portugal that you can kind of make your professional, quote unquote, professional athletes do that. But like, I don't know how many NFL players are going to do that. Like, I know they're getting paid millions of dollars to do it, and they're kind of away from their family a lot during the season anyways. But, like, to not go home for – like, are they going to do it the whole season? You can't do it the whole season.
Or are they going to act like, you know, 2 days are all going to stay in some hotel together for
– Yeah, you know, like the whole year? For, like, yeah, for, yeah, like,
whatever.
For, like 5 months?
I guess 5 months, yeah. You probably,
yeah,
like – season stuff in.
Oh, yeah, preseason's gone, right? Like – I know it's in the CBA. Like, they just changed that this year. That was like one of the new changes to the CBA this year, is they were getting rid of one of the preseason games. Like, that has to go, right?
You need it, though. They need to play some.
I know, and they need to cut down rosters. They need to do all this stuff.
I mean, it's as good a time as any to start cutting dead weight on these leagues.
Out of all the leagues, I think the NFL – actually, I think college football screwed the most because they have to have kids on campus to be able to even do sports. But the NFL is like a close second because I don't see – like the NFL does not exist without fans in the stadium. Like, you can't play NFL games in front of nobody. Like, I don't see how they do it.
Was it – yeah, I think it was Joe Buck who came out yesterday or today.
Yeah.
Said that Fox is already working on it or something.
No, he said they're for sure going to pump in crowd noise.
Which, it'll be weird.
So much revenue, though. Like, it's surprising that the owners aren't talking about moving stuff back right now. It doesn't make sense to me that they're not.
I feel like the NFL is the one league that is still – I don't – they're not dismissive of all of this. But I think they're like, you know, we're still a couple months away.
Yeah.
We don't really need to – a couple months comes real quick.
It really does, especially if you're not practicing at all. Yeah. Like, you're not doing OTAs. Like, you're not working on plays. You're not doing anything. So they're all going to go out – if they do play on time, they're all going to go out, like, a little bit out of shape. You're going to have, like, a crap ton of injuries, like, week one, because guys are going to be pulling hamstrings because they're, like, 10 pounds fatter than they're supposed to be. And then, you know, I don't see how it works. I really don't. But
this question.
Roger Goodell and all of his awkwardness, as we saw at the NFL draft, apparently is smarter than every other commissioner in the world. So,
are you guys surprised some other sport hasn't like taken charge here and like come out as like, I'm real surprised golf isn't going.
Yeah. That was one of the things with like, us, right?
Like social distancing is built in with that.
Yeah.
It doesn't need fans. It would just destroy the market if they came out and started playing golf right now.
It was weird because all the local golf courses, like I was thinking about that. I drove by Oakway one day and was like, can I just like, I mean, they're closed. Can I just walk on the course? Like, can I get my clubs and just walk on the course and play? I bet I could. And then
they're still charging
it. Yeah, then I look more into it and they're actually open. And they're like, they had been open. And you like, golf courses are perfect for this. And everybody was like judging people. I was too. I was like, dude, just stay home. Don't go golfing. But then you think about it and it's like, dude, pay online, walk on the course with one other person or by yourself and just go play golf. Like, you're not going to interact with anybody.
They set it up so where you had the flag pins stay in.
Yeah. Don't take
out. So you're not touching that.
Yeah.
They can let you have a cart and all single carts.
Yeah. Or just don't do a cart. Just walk the course.
Yeah. Or just walk. Like I said, I you know, walk in the streets, you know, walking my dog or something like that.
Right.
I'm running into way more people than I would at a golf course.
Yeah, yeah. That's another thing that's been happening a lot more to everybody in the world, is they're all of a sudden walking.
Not a bad thing.
Yeah, no, it's not a bad thing at all. I'm just saying, like, that's like people now are like eating dinner and going for walks after dinner because they've been like sitting in their house all day. Whereas before, they'd like go to work, come home, eat dinner, and then like watch TV, like watch sports. Watch sports.
There's and then the fall missing ingredient on everything.
Yeah, watch sports, drink too much, and fall asleep on the couch.
If there was sports on, people would go back to doing that.
Yes. Maybe we're okay without sports.
I think we're better off without sports than we think.
Is that
as a society? Yes.
Anymore.
Is that okay to say that on a
sports? I was watching SportsCenter earlier, and they were talking about how, like, NASCAR is doing, I think starting this weekend, they're doing two races a week.
Yeah.
And UFC is littering in weekday things. And I was like, I don't care.
No, I don't need it.
I'm not watching the Winston non-filter 500. I don't care.
Yeah.
It just doesn't – I know it's sports, but I just
– So it might be a different story when football – like when football season comes around, but I'm not missing it right now.
No.
Like I'm not. Like the early season baseball that would be happening right now, I barely pay attention to anyways. Like I get – I get ESPN app updates for the A's, and that's literally that's the extent of me paying attention to it. And then the NBA, it's like once they get to the playoffs, then I'm getting invested, especially if the Blazers are playing, which they would have been like an 8 seed this year, and they would have been bounced in the first.
You chalk up the first round knockout.
They would have been bounced by the Lakers in the first round, and everybody would have been pissed off anyways. And so we're saving ourselves that. So that's nice. I mean,
The one bummer about the Blazers is that I like Hassan Whiteside because no one likes Hassan Whiteside. That's obviously contrarian, whatever. He's a Blazer.
Yeah.
I like Trevor Ariza because he always looks like he's asleep. He's a Blazer. I've been wanting Carmelo to be a Blazer since 2012.
Oh, my God. You're right.
Just like we have the podcast.
It doesn't matter.
Podcast going when he signed with the Blazers. You would have Levitard blew your load fucking all over it.
God. Oh. Yeah, Melo being a Blazer, it doesn't matter.
You're absolutely right.
I'm the real victim of this whole pandemic. Let's be honest. I mean, you know how many Photoshops or MS Paint work I did putting Carmelo in a Blazers uniform?
I remember those.
It happened, but now it's all for naught. It doesn't matter. I am the true victim. Yeah. Hashtag COVID-19.
You were leading the Melo to the Blazers charge like years ago.
And what's funny is I took abuse for years. Yeah. I took abuse for that. Yeah. And then he signs and everyone's like, I've always loved Carmelo. I love that he doesn't win. I love that he doesn't play defense. I love that Carmelo's wildly inefficient. No, you don't. That's my lane.
That's yours.
You get out of here. He is my non-winning player from a different generation. Good God. Ugh. Made me sick.
Every single Blazer fan to a person hated Melo before
they got
Melo. Like, because that was the rumor for several years. It's like, oh, should the Blazers go after Melo? Like, he literally sat out of basketball for a year. And that's what it took for him to come to the Blazers. And then he finally comes to the Blazers. And remember, he averaged like 20-something points that first week he showed up. And it was like, oh, Melo, look at that. He actually got a steal. Can you believe it? This is the best. The Blazers go to the ship.
Yeah, it was that and about 5 injuries the Blazers had.
That too. That's why he was
rookies
playing, right?
That had no business even playing. They were still like, I guess we'll run this guy. Melo's there, but hey, we got this guy still.
Yeah. So Melo's a Hall of Famer. So it's like, why would you – like, I always said that about, like, Blazer fans getting mad about that. I was like, if you have a Hall of Famer who could come to your team, like, say yes. Like, you know, he doesn't play defense. Like, the whole fucking team doesn't play defense.
Again, that was the funny criticism.
Yeah.
But he doesn't play any defense. No one plays any fucking defense on that team.
Like, Dame doesn't play defense?
Jesus.
Are you kidding me?
That's a bold statement. Is Melo a first ballot Hall of Famer?
Oh, yeah.
I don't got a stats pulled up here.
Yeah.
I mean.
Everyone gets into the Basketball Hall of Fame. Because they count college. They count international.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's first ballot.
Sabrina Ionescu is already a Basketball Hall of Famer.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because
she could tear ACL and be done out of basketball now and still.
Yeah.
Speaking of jerseys,
though.
Do it in April, Sabrina.
Oh man, like that's one of those things that as like an Oregon fan, like you feel robbed about. Cause like this was their time. Like it's like I know he recruits really well, Graves does, but
we got 5 All Americans coming in.
But you really get the sense that this was it.
Yeah.
It was like the Mariota senior year. It's like, man, if they don't do it this year, like, they're probably not going to do it. And sure enough, they didn't do it. And then sure enough, with women's basketball, it's not going to happen. And so you're like, all right. Like, as Oregon fan, you just kind of sit in your semi-obscurity with all your wins, but your, you know, zero rings.
I thought, like, it was too perfect.
Yeah.
That when you have the best player in the sport, a fucking global pandemic just whacks the season at the knees. You know, just of course.
It was like in the middle of the conference tournament too, right?
The women's was over.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, during the middle of the men's, yeah.
I think it was a week before the tournament started.
Yeah.
And then the men's team was like starting to play well too. Pritchard ends up being like the point guard of the year in the country.
We missed 4 years of talking Pritchard on this.
We did.
Jesus, just think.
I know. That's
the love hate. Well, a lot of hate would have been there for Pritchard, but my God, the scrappiness.
He was very good this year. I cannot lie.
That year after like Brooks and Bell and like Boucher were gone, and he had to take the team on his shoulders, and he really wasn't ready for it.
Not ready for it.
Oh boy, we would have been killing him so hard.
Boy.
And he was so good this year.
He was.
That dagger against UW where he said, "This is my city in Seattle."
Pretty good. It's pretty good.
Like, if you're an Oregon fan, that's like endearing stuff forever.
It's no Casey Benson, but whatever. Who is? What are you going to
do? Who is?
Yeah.
I mean, Grand Canyon, like, Hall of Famer.
Sure. I mean, there's no Garrett Sim, but again, who is?
Easy. Like, if we're comparing people to Garrett Sim, then what are we even doing?
I mean, in the Pantheon, you got an EJ Singler up there. So Peyton Pritchard might be the fourth best white Oregon point guard of the last 10 years.
Ooh, that's sick.
By the way, what's it go? Rid?
Ooh!
One,
well, yeah, he's probably number one.
Yeah.
Probably.
And then
probably.
Sim? Is Sim your number two?
Gotta be Sim. CBI champs, I think.
Oh, yeah.
So by the way, I know we're joking right now, but I know we're joking, but that's like a legit like question. Like, who's a better white point guard for Oregon? Is it Pritchard or is it Ridenour?
It's Rid.
It's Rid.
It's probably Rid, right? But
yeah,
Rid didn't get, like, National Point Guard of the Year.
No.
He had, a good long NBA career, though, so. We'll see what Pritchard does. I don't even know if he's an NBA player.
I don't think so.
But it's weird, right? Yeah. We should probably wrap up, huh?
Yeah, probably.
I think we're, like, over an hour. That's
Jesus.
By the way, I thought we were limited because I thought Zoom was going to, like, cut us off after 40 minutes, but we're still going here, so I don't know. Maybe Zoom just like, maybe my Zoom account is special or something. I'm not paying for it, so I don't care. Whatever works.
You Speaking really of 40 need minutes. Michael Jordan went hard 40 minutes every single night.
He sure did.
Like, there was a cancer patient waiting just to see him play. That's what I've learned from The Last Dance.
Yeah, and I've learned that he gambles at literally everything, too.
But like, it's just a competition problem.
Yeah.
He finds a security guard and needs to gamble with that security guard. It's like, Jesus, man. I remember during his career, like, hearing about the gambling addiction that he had. Like, it was a problem. Like, it was a problem. Like, everything he did, he had to, like, bet money on. I was like, Michael, you know you're Michael Jordan, right? Like, you have a $100 million shoe deal. Like, not everybody has like $100 bills in their pocket, bro. You can't just like walk up to a security guard and be like, "Hey, you want to put $100 on throwing a quarter?" It's like, what? No. What are you, insane? So, all right. Should we do another one next week?
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. Okay.
A lot of sports.
See how things turn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You always have to go.
If we get 14 downloads, we'll do on next week.
Ooh.
That's it.
1, 2, 3. So there's really, we're only looking for 11.
I'm gonna open up a couple of extra iTunes accounts just so I can do this. By the way, iTunes account, that's assuming an awful lot.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
I'm surprised you haven't gone back through and made like a best of.
I don't have them. I don't have access to any of them. All of our old ones, like they were on this old server, and once we stopped paying for it, like they disappeared forever. And like they were all my old laptop, which is no mas. So
we don't have Kings like Rant.
No. Oh. It's a damn shame. So like I know, like I was talking to my dad about like this earlier, and he said he has a bunch of episodes somewhere. Like he said he still had them downloaded from when he listened to them. Like
interesting.
Old computer, I think.
Oh, interesting.
We'll see. We'll see. Like that may happen. I may be able to pull that stuff together. I don't know. All right, so stay tuned next week when there will also be no sports, and we'll also talk about, maybe we'll actually talk about our gardens next week.
Yeah, this is King's wheelhouse here. Yeah.
This is my wheelhouse.
Let's just chain this into a gardening podcast.
Gardening show.
All right, so you guys see me. I'm writing down a note to talk about like at least 25 minutes of gardening talk next week.
Gardening tips.
Yeah. Sprouts.
Just the tips.
Talk about sprouts. Takes. Hot takes. All right. Later.
Later.
By the way, everyone, you can follow us on Twitter if you want, at TSB Pod. I just started that back up the last couple weeks. King is at Jeromney and Ski is at TSB Ski. And if you want to follow us on Facebook, you can do that too. Probably now that we're posting, podcasts again, we'll probably start that back up again and post some fun stuff. So whatever. Hit it up if you want to. And thanks for listening. We missed you. Okay, bye.